This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 1st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Isaiah 40, verse 29. It says there, "He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless." End of quote. People make New Year resolutions. They decide, "I want to be better this year. I want to love my spouse and children more. I want to help people more. I want to obey and honor my parents. I want to do my job to the best of my abilities. I want to take care of my health. I want to concentrate on my studies and get an A+ grade." And the list goes on like this. Of course, we have good desires, wishes, and even the best plans. However, we discover later, no matter how hard we do our best, sometimes we do fail. We face moral and ethical failures. We face relationship and economic failures. In short, we fail in our pursuit to be the best. Many people already quit making decisions or resolutions because of the fact that they discovered they failed consistently in achieving the goals they set in the past. You see, I'm not against having resolutions or good plans, because if you do not have a plan, you are lost and you do not know what to do. However, the best of our plans come short, and we sometimes end up in regret and disappointments. This is a fact of life. Now, one of the reasons for our failure is simply because our goals are not achievable. You see, make reasonable and achievable resolutions. Do not place unrealistic expectations. Secondly, we fail because we try to achieve our goals in our strength. We are disconnected from the source of all power that enables you to fulfill your goals. Our insight says, "He," referring to God, "gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless." When you come short and do not meet the bar you placed for yourself this brand new year, do not forget to turn to God and seek His help. Do not forget to agree with Him about moral failures. Do not fail to humble yourself in front of the Almighty God and confess to Him your shortcomings. You see, this is the solution to all of our failures. Run to God. Do not run away from Him. Draw near to God. Get connected and reconnected with the strength that the Lord Jesus gives you. Apostle Paul, who understood this truth, wrote this in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. Listen, he said, "I have learned the secret, so that anywhere, at any time, I am content, whether I am full or hungry, whether I have too much or too little. I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me." End of quote. You see, you need the strength and power to achieve your goals. You need strength to do all what God asks you to do, don't you? You need the power and energy to take care of your family, children, work, ministry, and 100 other things in your life. Where do you get the required power for all this? You see, Jesus Christ gives the power you need as you come to Him. Say it with me and repeat after me. "I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me." None of us can expect our life to be smooth with no roadblocks and issues this coming new year. However, when it does hit roadblocks, you need the ever-present help of God available in Jesus Christ. I know that Jesus gives me power when I am weak. He gives me strength when I am powerless. The power of God is available in Jesus Christ. Commit your plans to the Lord in prayer. Lean on His strength every day by acknowledging, "I can do all things and I can face all conditions by the power that the Christ gives me." Do you have this assurance? If not, you need to get connected or reconnected to Jesus Christ, the source of your power. He supplies what you lack to achieve godly plans in your life. May I give you an opportunity to come to the living God in Christ Jesus? Jesus is the Savior of the whole world because He carried your sins and shortcomings on His divine and sinless body and went to the cross and paid it all for you. He paid the penalty for you. You see, the blood of Jesus is the ransom or the price paid for your forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. Jesus died and rose again for you. He has all sufficient and never-ending power to help you in all of your needs and circumstances of life. Bible says Jesus stands and knocks at the door of your heart now. invite Him to come into your life and begin this brand new year with His divine strength, help, and indescribable joy. Would you pray after me? Father in heaven, I believe Jesus died for my sins, buried and rose again. I want to get connected to You and Your power and strength that You give to people. I am accepting Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive my sins. Wash me and cleanse me and make me a new person on this brand new year. Thank You for coming into my life. In the name of Jesus I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.